Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station. And we are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to everybody out there working right now in the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our truckers out there. Thanks for doing the job you're doing. And follow us on Facebook. You can go to the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab. We're on Parler at The Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget about our website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And also our next guest, Denise Simon. Follow her by going to her website, founderscode.com. Find out all the different things that she does over there at founderscode.com. And good morning again to you.
Good morning.
Now, Joe Biden, sometime today, before the day is over, is supposedly going to announce his new gun legislation proposals, suggestions, whatever. And I got them all right here in front of me. And it starts out with something called ghost guns. You familiar with that?
I am.
Okay. Have you ever put a gun together? Have you ever made a gun?
I haven't, but personally, but you know, I have been with, I have been with those that have, yeah.
Right. Now, they're making it sound like as if there's this huge problem with ghost guns that are being made and assembled and sold on America's streets in the dead of the night and this, that, and the other. And I'm telling you, it's not the way it works. I mean, wishful thinking at the least. Now, yeah, you can make a gun. Yeah, you can get the parts. Yeah, you can put it together. But if you want to sell the gun and do anything other than use it for your own personal use, you have to take it to a registered firearms dealer who then puts a serial number on it, records the sale, does all the background checks and all that stuff, and then away you go. If you don't do it that way, the fines are horrendous, and you will go to jail.
Correct.
So they're making something sound like it's not, to make it into a problem that it's not, when it comes to the ghost guns, because everybody knows what happens. You just don't get caught doing something like that, number one. So Biden comes out, and that's his very, very first thing he talks about. Well, we need to get rid of that, either by executive or legislative action or by a law, but you got 60 days to do it. 60 days, and if, or wait a minute, 30 days to do that one. Then his next little deal is about the stabilizing braces for a pistol, which makes it such that you can set it on a stand, or you can use it like a rifle with a stock on it, and that sort of thing. And he wants to get rid of that too.
And we're talking of probably about 0.1%.
Yes.
Of weapons out there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he's got his head screwed on where his butt is, apparently, and these people that are telling him, you know, well, this is what we're going to do. And then, when I heard this, I almost fell over. The president will highlight the steps his administration is taking to invest in community violence interventions. That's the shrinks, by the way. And call and call the DOJ to issue a, call on the DOJ to issue a firearms trafficking report.
Okay.
Are we selling truckloads of weapons in the streets of Chicago?
Well, none of this is addressing the problem.
Correct.
So it'll be fun to see how this all necessarily gets challenged, but it's clearly not addressing what's at issue here. So, I still think that one thing that in a lot of cases it's a problem. But although I haven't heard any necessarily abuse of it yet in a big way, and that's these red flag laws. But the red flag laws are done at the state level.
Yes.
I did not see in his executive order where they would have some kind of a national, federalized red flag law procedure thing, but that doesn't mean that, you know, there isn't some action on that coming down the pike.
Well, that leads me to Kamala Harris, because even the mainstream, lamestream liberal media is going, where's Kamala? She's AWOL. She's not on the border. Why isn't she on the border? Now they're picking up the tune.
Well, I mean, she went to a bakery the other day in Chicago.
Yeah, I know.
So that was important, I suppose.
Yep, she was 2 hours north of the border, never went that way.
No.
In California.
Nope.
Yep. So who knows? But anyway, I think it's pretty pretty interesting that the mainstream, lamestream media is picking up the charge now, and they're going with it.
Well, it's a clearly an in-your-face situation here, and I would still say that some of these politicians. Well, you know, we had a lot of Republican House members that were at the border yesterday. And they invited several Democrats to go along with them, and every one of them refused. Somebody needs to, you know, your listeners need to put that on a post-it note on their desk, and they need to be reminding the progressives out there that they're not part of the solution.
Absolutely right. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor, and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite, and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Edwards, host of the Everett Notebook, and you're listening to the captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Yes, you are. Thank you very much, Ron Edwards. He'll be around in hour number four, so you want to be around and catch him, and we'll have another Edwards Notebook at that time, too. By the way, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. If you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with 345 horsepower, plus some amazing standard creature comforts like quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and I'll tell you what, that feels fantastic. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Plus, they honor all those who have served your country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, first responders, and pastors. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue next to Nissan. Find them online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's going to open the door wide open for you, and you'll find out when you tell them that. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, a lot of things going on here, all of which are important, but Governor Cuomo and his administration have gotten caught again with their hands in a cookie jar. Because it's come out again that they were tracking the nursing home deaths despite all the denials they've made.
Well, he made it a mandate that the nursing homes had to report the number of deaths they had at least one time a day. And in some cases, it was more than that. So, you know, things are looking so bad for this cat. It's really quite a remarkable thing here that that he's still on the payroll. I mean, this guy doesn't have any decency left that that he wouldn't have stepped aside.
Mm-hmm.
None. Zero decency.
What are we up to, 10 women now?
I was going to say, I think we're at number 10, and number 10 actually gave an on-camera interview with a local TV station in New York.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Double wow, triple wow. Okay. Now, there's a report that the Biden task force has not reunified any of the families that they separated on the border. Never mind Donald Trump. We're now talking about Joe Biden and company.
I saw that. I don't know that that one's completely true. I think that there have been some that have been unified with some family members. So, you know, I think we have to be fair on this one just because, you know, there's one report of that. I'm not completely believing that. Because so many of these kids come with, you know, some kind of phone number attached to them, and I don't know how many, but, you know, phone numbers are, you know, in their pockets or in magic markers written on their skin or on their clothes and whatnot so they don't get lost. And I know that some of that has, you know, proven to be effective when, you know, authorities have reached out to people. Now, whether they're real parents or real family members or not, I don't know. But I think we have to be somewhat fair on that, that, you know, there have been some unification.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now, here's one that we had a chat with Dan the Man, because we were talking about the Washington, D.C., and the fact that yesterday, it was announced that the 51st state could be Washington Douglas Commonwealth because they're going to hold a vote in the House of Representatives the week of April the 19th. Now, tell me I'm wrong here. I thought you had to go through the Constitution to do this because of the way Washington, D.C. was brought together to begin with.
Well, you do.
Okay. So they're blowing smoke again.
Yes. And so there's some chatter that it wouldn't be all of Washington, D.C., as we know it to be the District of Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
They would take certain parts of the city and make that into a state and leaving other parts as the district. So they're equivocating here. But nonetheless, To be a state, it has to go through a whole process here. You just can't vote on it and send it over to the Senate and say, hey, here we go. Let's do this. It doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, Ron DeSantis yesterday in his press conference said that there will be, and this is a quote, there will be consequences for the CBS News 60 Minutes hit piece against him. What do you think's coming down the pike here?
I have no idea. It's a, you know, the Nicholas Sandman case was a very difficult case to necessarily prove. However, it wasn't effectively done, and, you know, courts don't like to pick up those kinds of cases, but that's why I think, you know, it was actually settled out of court when they had the settlement there. But we don't know what those costs were. And I think it's because those the media, the particular, I think it was Washington Post and CNN and somebody else, they didn't want to go to court. It's kind of like be careful what the, you know, they do. Now, CBS has got a history of doing this kind of thing, and I don't think that they necessarily want to go to court either because it would show a pattern since they have done this more than once. But, you know, DeSantis himself is a lawyer.
Yeah.
And I think that there's probably some external lawyers that would gladly step in and help out with legal text to take on CBS.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. and I think he would win hands down. Okay, let me see here. We've got our favorite question answer on the phone here. Okay, Bag M and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. I saw where the major cities, like New York City in particular, seem to be spiraling out of control due to the fact that the people are leaving and their businesses are falling apart. Do you think that they can be saved?
Well, they're also coming down, especially New York, since you mentioned New York, with the coronavirus is back on fire again there.
Oh, really, yeah.
Okay.
I can believe that.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll answer the question. Okay. Go ahead, Denise.
Well, the only saving that could necessarily happen is this federal bailout that they're, you know, going to give to, you know, certain entities in California and New York and New Jersey and so forth and so on. So can they be saved? Well, they can get a bailout, so financially a state and or city can pay their bills, but that doesn't bring businesses back. State of New York wants to increase their tax base in a big, huge way. It's going to push even more out. With Biden's suggested tax plan to go up to 28%, is going to be another problem. So do I think they can necessarily be saved? I'm not seeing it personally, but I'm not a financial geek and I'm not an economic geek, but you can, I would say, make some fair assumptions that taxing here and taxing there and taxing here and taxing there does not fare well for businesses to stick around.
No, and New York State is raising also their personal income tax on those that make over $1 million, according to what they say. And all businesses, the corporate tax is going up there, too, on top of the federal tax. So it's like, you know, New York is just rotting away. The city I'm talking
about.
Well, it
is. And Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., you know, parts of Los Angeles, San Francisco.
Yep.
Portland, Seattle.
Well, let's leave on a happy note. I hope you have a wonderful day doing what you're doing today because the weather's going to be gorgeous.
Yes, it is.
All right. You have a great day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
All right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Again, her website is FoundersCode.com. Go there, and I'll be right back with the Military and Veterans News Report. Don't go nowhere, no how.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden is planning on announcing a number of executive actions Thursday to address gun violence. He will also announce his pick to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, David Chipman. The actions will include a rule targeting so-called ghost guns, constructed with home-milled components without serial numbers, as well as asking the Department of Justice to publish a version of a red flag law the White House hopes that states will adopt. And China has issued a warning to the United States about boycotting the Winter Olympic Games in Beijing. The Chinese foreign minister promised a robust response should the U.S. lead a potential boycott. The White House said Tuesday that it was not planning on boycotting the Games, but was consulting with its allies to form a response to China's record of human rights abuses and its treatment of Tibet, Hong Kong, and their Uyghur minority. Several human rights groups have called for a boycott of the Games that begin in February of 2020. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you. We'll tell you where they're at, where you can go to school and learn how to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. And we'll also give you the phone number to call to take the tour. But in the meantime, they're going to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, if you want to find out online about the National Aviation Academy, the website is very simple, naa.edu, naa.edu, takes you right straight to their website, and you'll be in like Flynn. Now, what I always tell everybody is to take the tour. Take the tour of one of their two facilities. They have a facility in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They have another one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa Bay. They're over across the other side of the bay in Clearwater. So give them a call at 800-659-2080. The number again, 800-659-2080. And tell them the captain sent you and tell them you want to take the tour. Just pick the place you want to go to, Concord, Mass., or Clearwater, Florida. You won't be sorry. Now, Iran and the world powers have been holding what they describe as a constructive series of talks and agreed to form working groups to discuss the sanctions that Washington might lift against them and the nuclear curbs that Tehran might observe as they try to revive the 2015 nuclear deal. Personally, I think we're wasting our time, but that's just me. They haven't abided by any agreement we've made with them yet. So think about that for a second. And we'll let the jury be out on this one. Now, the Marine Corps has launched a third investigation into that deadly amphibious assault vehicle accident that killed nine Marines on July the 30th, 2020, with the amphibious assault vehicle that sank with all aboard. By the way, the first rocket booster test of the U.S. Air Force's hypersonic AGM-183A air-launched rapid response weapon failed when the vehicle did not launch during an April 5th flight. They're going to go back to the drawing board on that one, I'm sure. Also, 15 months after launching an effort to develop a vaccine against COVID-19, the Walter Reed Army Institute of Research is preparing for a clinical trial, seeking volunteers for a small safety study. I'm sure they'll find a few willing people at Walter Reed. And a U.S. sailor who shot two other service members on Tuesday this week before breaching a Maryland Army base and was killed by police there has been identified as a hospital corpsman, third class, and I'm not sure what type of a name this is, but Fanta Hun G. Woldesenbet. I'm not sure what the heck name that is. It's certainly not a common name for the United States, so I'm wondering if he's someone that came in from overseas to join the military, which they can do. But anyway, meanwhile, speaking of overseas, a coalition of advocacy groups for veterans and military families from across the political spectrum is calling on President Biden to adhere to a May 1st deadline to withdraw all U.S. troops from Afghanistan. Will he do it? Probably not. Will he be out by the end of the year? Probably so. Also, the U.S. military in Japan are reporting 16 new cases of COVID-19. All but four on Okinawa. That's not too bad when you consider how many military we have over there. And the U.S.'s special immigrant visa program for Afghan contractors is broken, according to a report that was released this week. But there are promising signs that the Biden administration may be open to fixing it. Now, a lot of these folks were interpreters. Some of them worked on the bases that we had over there, did various things for the United States. And they were promised under the TERP, that's T-E-R-P, under the TERP visa program, that they were going to be able to come to the United States and we were going to take care of them. And that was going to be that. Now, I certainly hope that they do the right thing and honor our commitment. I certainly hope. So, a coalition of 140 national security leaders who served under Democrat and Republican administrations is now urging congressional leaders to form a 9/11 style commission to investigate the January 6th riot on the Capitol. And by the way, the insurrection theory is falling apart rapidly. We'll see what happens there. Now, remember we told you about that Iranian ship that had a mine blow up, put a hole in the boat? Well, that ship used by Iran's elite military force was attacked near Saudi Yemeni waters. Now, both U.S. and Iranian officials have said it's an apparent escalation of a conflict between Iran and its regional foes. Now, Iran is blaming Israel. We'll see. By the way, a gentleman who I had the chance of meeting when he was here in Tampa, Florida, and I was so impressed with him, I thought that he was going to go places. I really did. General C.Q. Brown, currently the Chief of Staff for the United States Air Force, is on deck right now for an appointment to be the next chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Now, Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley, his term will be up on October the 1st, 2023. And at that time, it's entirely possible that Air Force Chief General C.Q. Brown could replace him. And that would be tremendous. He was one heck of a leader. And I was so impressed when I met him. And he knew more about me and I knew about him. That impressed me even more. So there you go. By the way, as the Army builds its forces on the multi-domain operations concept for future war fighting, a core problem for today and our technologists is figuring out how to have a constant view of the battlefield and share that information across the globe. So they are working on a brand new supercomputing quantum breakthrough that was made by the Army and the Air Force together. So this is a joint thing right here. Now, the Theodore Roosevelt Strike Group is now over in the South China Sea. They're once again operating in the South China Sea amidst a flurry of recent U.S. Navy activity in the Indo-Pacific region. And by the way, one of our brand-new vessels, the guided missile destroyer USS John Finn, has returned to San Diego, its home port, after a busy 4 months out on their maiden patrol in the Indo-Pacific region. That was their first overseas deployment. And they did very well. So congratulations and kudos to the crew for a job well done. Now, well, we'll have to worry about this later. I was going to mention, though, that the Harry S. Truman, which still has 25 years of life left in it, might be retiring. Might be retiring. They might take it out of service. We'll see. All right, I'm coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And this conversation I'm about to have with Chris Myarkowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son team that handle Relief Factor. Now, I am a person that takes Relief Factor. Yesterday, I had a situation where I had to do a lot of walking. And wouldn't you know, my ankle and my leg started to swell up. And I should have taken Relief Factor with me. I didn't. But when I got back to the radio station, I took it. And within 10, 15 minutes, the swelling was down. The pain I was having was gone. End of story. Simple, simple, simple solution. Now, that's because of the turmeric, the resveratrol, the icarin, and the omega-3 that's in it. And if you want to alleviate pain at its source and also control the inflammation you've got, and this product will work. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product. It supports a healthy response to the inflammation, decreases the discomfort that you're in. It comes in these convenient little individual packets. And I'll tell you what, next time I go somewhere and I got to go hiking, I'm going to stick a freaking pack in my pocket for sure. But it also supports healthy joints and muscles. Now, it's $19.95 for the three-week quick start. $19.95 for the three-week quick start. All you got to do is go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. One more time, relieffactor.com/captain, and you'll know what I know. All right, good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
I'm looking at a story, and I mentioned this, that I was going to tell you about this before I move on to something different. But on Fox News this morning, the title of the article is Cuomo's Rotting Empire, and it shows up a boarded ma-and-pa business of some sort. Then it says, Blue State watching its small businesses die.
Listen, I've seen countless stories, and as of late, they've been popping up in the New York Post to a greater degree. They've been in the Wall Street Journal. All these things and the prescriptions that to help New York come back. I don't know, man. I mean, at this point in time, you're going ahead and you just got a massive bailout from the United States taxpayers sent to New York. And now you're going to, as well, you're going to start taxing to an even greater degree. It's patently absurd. The city is dead. I've never, like I said, I've been going to the city since I was a kid. Living in upstate New York, getting on the train with my family, going down for the city for the day and doing the tourist thing. And I lived in Manhattan for 10 years. I can't put it into words just how bad it is and what's happened to it. I don't know how you go about turning that around. The only way you're gonna be able to attract business to come there is to make it a business friendly environment, and that's just not the case. The cost of living is too high. It's not like you're gonna, if you're a major corporation, you want to attract people to come work at your company. The place is actually important. You're gonna try to get people to want to live in New York. What's going on with the crime the way it is? Graffiti everywhere? No. No, so again, I don't know how you turn it around. I really don't. But what they're doing is most certainly not working.
Well, the other thing that Cuomo said yesterday, which has really got a bunch of people upset, we found out the Cuomo administration actually, in fact, did track nursing home deaths despite the claims that they couldn't be verified. Documents now prove that. And then Governor Cuomo distanced himself from the priority COVID testing scandal, because he says that I was not involved at an intimate level.
Well, his situation is difficult right now because of first you had that scandal, now you have all the other ones that continue to come out in regards to
ten women,
all that. He's become a rubber stamp for the far left New York State Legislature. So they're doing whatever they want. Where normally, it was, year and a half, 2 years ago, he said, we can't tax the rich. They're not going to come here. The rich pay for everything. They're already paying high enough. Now this tune has changed. He's doing whatever, quite frankly, the New York State Legislature wants him to do.
Yeah. Now, before I move on to some more financial news, I'm going to talk about the G20. They pledged to make progress on the global tax that the U.S. has proposed. Meanwhile, the U.S. has restored assistance for the Palestinians to the tune of $235 million in aid.
Trump took that away. I don't know if it was by executive order.
Trump took it away.
There's a ton of money floating around out there, and it seems as if that Biden's going to spend it anyway, shape, matter, form. And it's one of the things that's been always big with the left is they love handing out money to foreign governments. Hey, I want to keep you honest, not just the left, or the right also do nonsense like that as well. But the reality is we should just stop altogether. Quite frankly, what I mean by stopping altogether is that we're picking and choosing winners and losers with various different countries. And when you give money to one country and you don't give it to another country, it can be a bit problematic, and then you end up not making friends. I've always been on the whole Ron Paul Rand Paul bit that the whole foreign aid thing has to stop.
Okay, now J.P. Morgan's Jamie Dimon said he's optimistic that the pandemic will end with a U.S. economic rebound that could last at least 2 years. And he's talking about some major, major, major numbers here. What do you think's going to happen here?
Well, just by the amount of money that they're pumping into the system, you're going to most certainly see some economic activity based upon that. Obviously, we do have to come back to some degree. But again, I do think we're going to hit a wall. There was a story I was talking about yesterday, and 80,000 retail outlets is expected not to open, to close down within the next couple of years. There's definitely going to be a shift in the overall economy. With all the technology that was utilized during the pandemic and what companies have realized that they're capable of doing will most certainly change the dynamic of many of our urban areas and the workforce. And we've got to be prepared for that.
By the way, Tesla has said the cameras in its cars are not activated in China. Now, are they still making cars in China? I thought they moved their plant over here.
No, they have a plant in China. I mean, they do here as well, but they also have one there. They've been very involved in trying to sell their cars over in China. I think that the Chinese government was worried that those cars were going to be used as a device in spying. So they're forcing them to disable those cameras.
Okay. Now, Japan's Toshiba is considering a $20 billion takeover private deal of one of their competitors. I guess that's okay if you can be in Japan and do that, huh?
I heard about this. It was a Toshiba takeover. We do takeovers all the time here in the United States, and few and far between actually get rejected. And this one is more of a... This is more of a horizontal type of a merger rather than, you know, changing into a vertical one. What that means is it's more the same type of a business rather than being in a different type of business and basically cornering a market.
Mm-hmm. By the way, U.S. jobs progress is still far short of the Fed's substantial tripwire. Apparently, they're not happy with the numbers we got yet.
With what numbers are the Fed not happy with? I'm sorry?
It says U.S. jobs progress still far short of the Fed's substantial job tripwire.
I don't know what their tripwire could be. I mean, it's kind of fascinating. Listen, we're still, you know, we have another 10 to 12 months of, close to a million a month to get back to where we were. We still have a long way to go.
Did you hear Buttigieg yesterday talk about, well, we're going to have 19 million new jobs?
19 million.
What a dope. What a dope. When they verified the numbers, it was 2.7 million.
Yeah, it's fascinating, quite frankly.
On the infrastructure thing, building more roads and bridges.
I don't know where they get the numbers from. I really don't.
Oh, well. I will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Have yourself a great day, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, everybody, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go to that website. Check it out.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.